This is Middays with Jerry Williams on the Joy FM.
My dad has written a book. He's 91, finally got around to writing his memoirs. It's called Been There, Done That. And we're sharing a conversation I had with him recently on the phone about that book. So we're up to the point now where he comes home from the army fighting in Italy in World War II and thinks he's just going to continue his life as it was before he went into the army. And you had grown up going to Sunday school and church. I mean, you mentioned that in the book. And
hey, I was kind of a hypocrite. I'll tell you something. We had a very mean old maid aunt in my family. She could get very mean. One good thing about her, and the Lord must have used her in a special way, she dragged all of us kids to Sunday school and church every Sunday. My mother couldn't go. She had nothing to wear. You know, and there was an occasion when she was working and she had this ragged dresses on, and my dad came in and tore it right off of her. I think he was frustrated and mad because he just could not support us, you know. He was an alcoholic, and he just drank. So he wasn't the best father, and he wasn't the best husband, but anyway, I understand that he did, while I was in seminary, accept Jesus Christ as the Savior and Lord right before he died. So I give the Lord thanks for that.
So how do you get from being a guy going out doing all these things that you are now not proud of to going to seminary and being a pastor even until now? I mean, you're still preaching now.
Yeah, you know, as I said, I was kind of hypocritical. In fact, while I was drinking and running around even, I attended Sunday school and church. And they elected me a junior deacon. I was Sunday school superintendent. I was in drama in the church. I still was doing all this stuff. I know sometimes I went to church for the hangover, but it dwelled on me. The Lord would not let me alone. I call him the hound of heaven to this day, you know. And one day, I was in church. I was listening to a sermon. It was a sermon on complete surrender, and it hit me hard. And then the next day, I was driving with a friend of mine, and the radio was on, and it was playing I Surrender All. Good night. This is a double dose.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will live.
So I thought maybe this would be for me. Anyway, I really thought about it. It really was heavy on my heart. So I didn't know what to do about it. I went to the pastor. I confessed everything to him that I was doing. He was shocked and amazed, and yet he could see that I was serious about it. So he prayed with me, and he says, I think you want to go home and pray and think maybe the Lord's trying to call you to do something special. I thought that would be the day, you know, somebody like me. But I didn't go home and pray about it, and it just kept at me. I thought, good night, I can't keep this up. So I just, hey, Lord, what do you want me to do? I went back to the pastor, and he says, I think you ought to get prepared to go to college and seminary. So, I don't want this kind of guy. Well, I kept praying about it, and finally, it just was heavy on my heart. So the next Sunday, I went before the church and told them that I believe the Lord was calling me to the ministry. I know some of them, you know, they looked kind of strange at me, but they figured when the Lord was calling me, he was calling me. And I had some financial help from the church. So I went to college and seminary in Chicago, and I worked my way through by waiting tables and stocking the pantry, and I saw another young woman there who was also waiting tables called Alice Sturmel, and I just kept my eyes on her because she was the one for me. So anyway, that's the way it was. And I got through it. I graduated. First church was in Pittsburgh. I purchased in Pittsburgh and New Jersey and Wheeling, West Virginia, Dallas Pike, West Virginia. Then I became a district pastor in Martins Ferry, Ohio, my home church in Wellsburg, West Virginia. My wife and I go to an African-American church today. We like it. We've been accepted warmly by the people there. And when any church has five Sundays, I preach and I teach a Bible study every Saturday. So I'm kind of semi-retired, not retired.
Still more of this conversation with my father to come about his book, Been There, Done That. And again, more details on this will be in the Middays with Jerry Williams section of our website, thejoyfm.com, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/JerryWilliamsMedia.